Well, the Girls State Golf Championships get underway today. It's a two-round event starting today. Classes 1A and 2A will be played at Jester Park in Granger, 3A and 4A at Coldwater Links in Ames, and Lake Panorama National will host the 5A tournament. In Class 1A, Boyer Valley will be among the teams in action there. Matea Peters of Griswold also qualified individually in Class 1A. In 2A, Trainer is among the eight teams that will be challenging for a championship. Allie Anderson and Randy Robinson will help to lead the trainers squad. They both qualified individually as well. Class 3A, Atlantic and Shenandoah will be in the hunt there. Individually, Atlantic's Brooke Newell and Aaron Olson also were qualifiers. Anna Carlson of Shenandoah, Grace Davidson of Clarinda. Also, Allison Schwiers and Courtney Snyder, both of Kemper Catholic, were qualifiers in Class 3A individually. Class 4A, Creston will be among the teams hunting a state championship. Creston has three individual qualifiers as well, with Ashton Carter, Sophia Gromitas, and Madison Hance. There are no area participants in Class 5A. Again, that's round one today, and the final round will be held tomorrow at those locations. Girls soccer regionals will be played tonight around the area. Class 1A, among the matchups, Atlantic will be on the road as they'll head over to Stewart tonight to play Nottoway Valley West Central Valley Adair Casey. That's a 6 o'clock matchup this evening with the winner moving on. Also tonight, Riverside will be at AHSTW. That match starts at 6. Creston is at Trainer. That'll begin at 6 o'clock tonight as well. Also at 6 this evening, Kemper Catholic will host Humboldt. A 5 o'clock matchup tonight has St. Albert at home against Missouri Valley, all in Class 1A. Those winners moving on. In 2A action tonight, Glenwood is at Lewis Central. Denison plays at Perry. Those matches also at 6 o'clock this evening. In high school baseball action yesterday on your Memorial Day holiday, Red Oak defeated Atlantic 3-1 in a game played at Principal Park in Des Moines as the Tigers pushed across two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryder Connell belted a two-run single to help lead the Tigers to that 3-1 win. Carlos Guerra was tough on the mound. He went the distance with just a one-hitter, striking out 12 Atlantic batters as Guerra picks up the victory in that contest. Also in baseball yesterday, Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson splits a doubleheader, 4-1 AL in the first game. TJ went 5-3. In the second game. In girls softball action yesterday, Lewis Central swept a pair from Creston, winning 4-2 and 13-10. Also, Sioux City East took two 12-0 victories over Thomas Jefferson in action yesterday. In Major League Baseball action on the holiday, Matt Carpenter had four hits and scored three times. Carlos Martinez pitched eight innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 6-0. Martinez allowed five singles, walked one, and struck out eight, rebounding nicely after having allowed at least four runs in each of his three previous starts. Entering Monday, Martinez had a 1.34 ERA in 15 career games, including four starts against Milwaukee. Carpenter sparked the offense from the leadoff spot. He even scored from second in the seventh after catcher Jonathan Lucroy lost track of a wild pitch by Martinez that trickled to the backstop. The Cardinals built a 3-0 lead after three innings, with the lineup's top four hitters accounting for 10 of the team's 12 hits on the day. Elsewhere in holiday action in the National League, it was Atlanta over San Francisco 5-3. Cincinnati beat Colorado 11-8. The Chicago Cubs shut down the L.A. Dodgers 2-0. Washington over Philadelphia 4-3. And Pittsburgh blanked Miami 10-0. Eric Hosmer hit a three-run homer after Lorenzo Cain drove in the go-ahead run in a four-run eighth inning. And the Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2 last night. The Royals have won four straight, matching their season-best streak, and they've scored 19 runs after the sixth inning in those victories. Cain's single scored Alcides Escobar with the first run of the inning before Hosmer took a pitch from Erasmo Ramirez deep to right center for his 10th home run. Kelvin Herrera blew the save, allowing a run in the eighth, but he picked up the victory. Steve Pierce scored from second on an infield single by Steven Souza to tie it at two before the Royals rallied. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston beat Baltimore 7-2, Oakland over Minnesota 3-2, Texas beat Cleveland 9-2, Toronto down the New York Yankees 4-2, the LA Angels 5-1 over Detroit. In interleague play, the New York Mets beat the Chicago White Sox 1-0, Houston beat Arizona 8-3, and it was Seattle 9-3 over San Diego. Well, Nick Bonino has come up with another huge goal in the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Pittsburgh Penguins took game one of the Stanley Cup Finals by beating San Jose 3-2 on Bonino's goal with 2:33 remaining. Bonino has provided four goals and 16 points in the postseason, including the series winner in overtime against Washington in the second round. He also had a goal and an assist in the Penguins' crucial victory in Game 6 of the conference finals against Tampa Bay after Pittsburgh fell behind 3-2 in that series. The Pens appeared ready to rout the Sharks after rookies Brian Rust and Connor Sheary scored 62 seconds apart in the first period. Those goals came in a dominant period in which the Penguins outshot the Sharks 15-4. But the Sharks entered the second intermission in a 2-2 tie after Brent Burns set up goals by Tomas Hertl and Patrick Marleau. San Jose netminder Martin Jones kept the score close, making 17 of his 38 saves in the final period. Matt Murray stopped 24 shots for the Penguins. They'll host Game 2 on Wednesday night, up 1-0 in the finals. Well, the Golden State Warriors are making a return trip to the NBA Finals after becoming the 10th team in league history to win a playoff series after trailing 3-1. Stephen Curry scored 24 of his 36 points in the second half in the Warriors' 96-88 win over Oklahoma City in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals. The two-time reigning MVP scored the Warriors' last 8 points, including a three-pointer that put Golden State ahead by 10 with 26.8 seconds left. It was a rally within a rally for the Warriors. The Thunder led 35-22 after Andre Roberson's basket with about 7 minutes left in the first half, but the Warriors cut the deficit to 6 by halftime, and they outscored Oklahoma City 29-12 in the third quarter. Golden State hit 17 of 37 three-point attempts, with Curry going 7 for 12. He also finished with 8 assists for the Warriors, who will host the first 2 games of the NBA Finals against Cleveland. Game 1 of the Finals is set for Thursday. A former Wake Forest coach, Jim Grobe, has been hired as acting head football coach at Baylor as the school attempts to clean up the program. Grobe replaces Art Briles, who was let go last week after the release of a school-commissioned report that accused him of inappropriately handling allegations of sexual assault and violence by team members. It's still unclear how much of the current staff will remain at Baylor for the upcoming season. The 64-year-old Grobe was 77-82 with 5 bowl game appearances in 13 years with the Demon Deacons. He's been out of coaching since resigning at the end of the 2013 season, his 5th straight losing campaign. News of the hiring was followed by Ian McCaw's resignation as Baylor athletic director. McCaw had been the AD since 2003, hired after a scandal involving the men's basketball program led to the resignation of then athletic director Tom Stanton. Well, college baseball's winningest coach is stepping aside. Augie Garrido has resigned to Texas following the Longhorns' first losing season in 18 years. Garrido has spent the past 20 years at Texas, leading the Longhorns to 2 national championships. The 77-year-old Garrido leaves with 1,975 victories and 5 College World Series titles since 1969. The Longhorns were 25-32 this season. Persistent rain forced the postponement of Monday's French Open schedule, marking the first washout in 16 years at the Clay Court Grand Slam tournament. Top-ranked Novak Djokovic had his 4th-round match against 14th-seeded Roberto Bautista Agut rescheduled. Serena and Venus Williams were also supposed to be part of Monday's schedule. Organizers say the matches are rescheduled for today, but more rain is expected. If the weather breaks today, matches will start 3 hours earlier than initially planned, and they'll be spread over more courts. Chicago Bulls center Pau Gasol says he's considering not playing for Spain at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro because of the Zika virus. The Olympic veteran says there's too much uncertainty about the situation in Brazil, adding that anyone going to Rio for the Games should consider the risk. Gasol says other Spanish athletes have also expressed their concerns about the virus and are considering skipping the Games. However, he didn't provide their names. And Alexander Rossi earned over $2.5 million for winning the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500. Rossi's winnings included a $50,000 bonus from Sunoco for being the top rookie in the race. The overall purse for the 33 drivers was over $13.2 million. Rossi stretched his fuel mileage for the final 90 miles to score an upset victory. The American is the first rookie to win since Elio Castroneves and the first American-born rookie to win since Lewis Meyer in 1928. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.